Check. What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Spot of the Don, of course. It is Thursday. You already know what that means. What does it mean, Tierney D?
It's Thursday night school. What up, Spider? How you been, homie?
I've been good. Hold on, I ain't give you an introduction, bro.
Oh, okay. Do it, homie.
It's your boy DJ Spot of the Don with my host, DJ
Tierney D. They call me Tierney D, and this is Thursday night school. Special edition Skype, man. We out here
coronavirus virtual. Coronavirus edition, dog.
Bruh, COVID-19 edition. We out here on freaking remotely working, man. How you been, homie?
I've been good, just like you. You know, I've been trying to keep myself healthy, stay away, 6 feet distance. I celebrated a birthday over Google Hangouts the other day.
Oh, wow.
Everybody did shots. I shotgunned a White Claw. It was all good, all fun.
You shotgunned a White Claw on a video conference. Okay.
I mean, it was a birthday celebration. How could you not do that?
Hey, yeah. I ain't going to be mad. Okay, do what you got to do.
Exactly. It was either that or a cup of wine. I felt the White Claw shotgun was actually more like badass. Than
it's more 2020, you know. That's all it is. It's very relevant. I'll say that.
What's I gonna do? Chug a bottle of wine? Like, come on.
I mean, you know, stay classy, homie. Stay classy. That's what I do. You know, Pinot.
I feel you on that.
Norway. You know, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I stay classy.
Wait, Pinot Noir is your drink of choice?
No, I'm more of a Chardonnay guy. I'm more of like a Riesling Chardonnay dude.
Okay, yeah. I'll let you get that off. I'll let you get that off. I am a Pinot Grigio. Sauvignon Blanc kind of guy. Pinot Grigio red, Sauvignon Blanc is my whiter choice.
That just sound French. Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get it in the back of the throat. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get that ugly face on that.
Exactly. But man, honestly, even with everything going on right now, the world falling apart, it's a zombie apocalypse with no zombies. Hip hop has been making some news, man.
I like how you said that, zombie apocalypse with no zombies. Yeah, hip-hop is out here, man. I think the biggest thing that happened since this drop, or actually right before it dropped, man, Jay Electronica dropped that album. Did you hear that track, bro?
Did you say Gay Electronica or Jay Electronica?
Nah, that was a glitch. Jay Electronica all day, bro. All day.
But okay, man. I was surprised. I don't think it was exactly what I wanted, but it was good.
It was Watch the Throne 2, according to Twitter. Like, Twitter was like, I saw Watch the Throne 2 trending. I was like, what? And then I realized it was just this album. And I was like, okay, a written testimony. That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
What's funny is, like, Hove has the first verse on the album. Like, the first.
Which annoyed me. It annoyed me.
Yeah, because it's like the first intro track is like, you know, the kind of the verse being like written about the Black Israelites. And then it just starts off second track and it's just like, Hove on that new ish. And I'm like, wait, what? I was like, hold up. I was like, on to the next.
I was like, wait a minute. Isn't this supposed to be Jay Electronica's album? Like,
yeah, and that's what I figured. Like, that's the duo name. It's like Jay is Jay-Z and then Electronica is the Jay Electronica. So, you know, Watch the Throne 2.
It pretty much was. Overall, what was your thoughts of it? Like, I'm not even asking how you rate it, but like, what did you think of it just as a debut album?
I really loved it, man. You know, I think what Jay did was smart. I think out of all the hype, you know, we talked about this before we left. This is up there with Detox. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like one of the most hip hop hype albums of all time. So I think where he went the route of being, you know, the Black Israelites and stuff like that, saying that that's the children in America and just going off of kind of like that religious spiritual vibe. I think that was the best route he could do. Just with all the hype, you know what I mean? Because like, you can't just drop a bunch of club bangers after all that hype, because people are gonna judge you and be like, oh man, we waited for this, you know, we waited for some, you know, pop top 40 Y100 stuff. So
which isn't his vibe, by the way.
Not at all. But yeah, debut album, you know, that was the J. Cole effect, man. You know, J. Cole dropped Workout as like his first single. And like that never worked out. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really cares about that song.
Puns all in.
And I mean, like, yeah, Paul Abdul on the sample. It didn't even do nothing for him. But so I think where Jay Electronica, he took the time, he made it serious. It was a 40-minute, 12 or 13 track album, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it was good for a debut album for what he's supposed to be. You know, he's supposed to be the next, you know, he's up there with Cole, he's up there with Kendrick. So he needs to be taken seriously. I love what he did, though, man. What'd you feel about it?
I personally, I liked it as a piece, as a moment in time. I did not like it considered being a debut album because it wasn't all him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I want, like, for example, Roddy Ricch. It was mostly Roddy Ricch. Mm-hmm. Like anybody, Meg Thee Stallion, mostly Meg Thee Stallion, only two features. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind Jay-Z being on there, but give yourself room to breathe. And I don't want to agree with Joe Budden, but
shouts to our boy.
Jay-Z did pretty much out-rap him.
Yeah.
On a lot of the tracks, but I would have really loved to see have that more set, because we never got a chance to get like a personal mantra from him. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's weird, like how he had Jay-Z on so many songs. You know what I mean? Like to me, it was just kind of like why? You know what I mean? Like this is your debut album. You got time to shine. Why are you, you know, letting Hov shine on you? So to me, it was just kind of weird. But I mean, I guess when you sign to The Rock, you have the capabilities of doing that.
Unlimited
I guess,
features.
Yeah, and I mean, like Jay-Z, yo, let me be honest with you. When has Jay-Z ever given that much gratitude to a new artist on a debut album? You know what I mean? Like. He hasn't given that much assistance since Watch the Throne. So I like what he did, and I think he was really kind of passing the torch, and that's what people got to look at it as. But to me, yeah, I think it was weird just because, you know, it didn't really give him a chance to show who he really is. Like, everybody just knows the album with Jay-Z, you know, as opposed to, like, yo, Jay Electronica, like, he killed it. And there's too many Jays, man. We got J-Rock, we got Jay Electronica, J. Cole. Like, we just should have just changed it up, man.
Why are we counting at this point? you forgot Sean J of Field Mob. Okay,
bro, there's so much we could keep going.
But like, to go off of what you're saying, like that's why I see this as a moment in time. If you've been given 10 years to create a debut album, and it's not really your debut,
yeah.
Like, but like I was like, overall, like it was a decent project. I felt like I was standing. I felt like I was standing in front of like the Hebrew Israelites that marched down the street and screaming
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I felt real powerful listening to it. You know, I felt just putting your fist up type stuff. So I like what he did with it, man. I'll be honest with you. I think for the hype, he did the smartest route, you know, like kind of a safe route. So I'm with him on that, man. I'm ready for the second album, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much we've been waiting for Jay Electronica. Like,
yeah. Let's not make it 10 more years, A. And B, also, I think... It put him in a way that he's not going to fail.
Yeah.
The album was too big to fail.
Yeah. And I mean, do like the other J Cole and just have no features. You know, don't have J.G. on it. Just be yourself.
Yep. You know, when you get the Erykah Badu box, you know, you can do what you want with time. You know what I mean? Time has no place. You know what I'm saying?
Erykah, I got to get that cologne.
It's the incense and the cologne.
Or the perfume, excuse me, whatever it is. I need it.
And then also, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow has a candle that smells like her.
Man, yo, 2020 is a weird year.
It's so weird.
It's such a weird year, man.
things are happening, but definitely, I feel like the album really did set the tone before we went into this lockdown. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what's happening since the lockdown, brother.
What's going on?
We heard Idris Elba has it.
Yes,
COVID-19. We hear Scarface recently tested positive.
We started in the NBA with Rudy Gobert, who actually had it, and they had to cancel that Jazz game, I believe it was, right before it started. So
exactly.
And a couple other NBA players have tested positive for it. I think KD tested for it, man. I remember that caused Drake to go get tested because Drake was chilling with KD. We all know he a little rioter, you know. KD's on the Nets. I don't know why he ain't chilling with Raptors, but, you know, he went and got tested, and Drake got tested negative, which is good. But a lot of other people are coming out, man. Besides NBA players, besides
Donovan
college,
Mitchell.
Yeah,
you talked
Donovan
about
Mitchell's.
That. Who else did you hear about? Who else? Oh, we had politicians test positive.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to look up I'm trying to see if there's like a celebrity list of.
there has to be. Somebody has to be tracking this. Somebody has to be tracking this.
It's cool though, because like one of the things that has caused from it though is some oddball conspiracy theories. And even though she don't have it, Miss Cardi B, Miss Coronavirus, you know, she's made the meme popular.
They made that into a song, by the way.
They added some drums.
DJ Marquis, that guy is managed by John Q.
Oh, really? The guy that made that song?
Yeah.
I lie. You lie.
Nah.
The guy that made the song, or he promoted a song? He made it?
He made Marquise. He's the one who took this, took her her statement.
Yeah,
put
yeah.
Into a song, and that's his record.
What? Yo, shouts to John Q. You know what I'm saying? Always in the house. That's fam. I didn't know that, man. Damn, yeah. we gotta. You know what I'm saying?
Hop I mean, and by the way, you know that song hit number one on yeah, iTunes,
which is hilarious. It's like an actual song, but yeah, Prince Charles tested for it. But I was gonna say, in terms of the celebrities, and we talked about all these celebrities, Cardi B, she says that the celebrities are getting paid to say that they have coronavirus.
It's how you feel about real. That? I feel honestly, I love you, Cardi, but it's a whole bunch of hogwash that you're saying. I think honestly, what's happening really is people are really getting it. And there's people who are trying to take advantage of the time period, you know what I'm saying? Someone who's going to be, like, the insider trading is going on.
Yeah.
You also know that people are actually not being all the way tested. Some people are testing. Like I said, my girlfriend's a nurse, so things are happening in the hospitals where you have to test two or three times.
Yeah.
So I have to disagree with Cardi B. Even though she's the one that said it's getting real, made a song to it, made everybody aware to it, made sure everybody washes their hands. I think Cardi B's on the wrong side. I think there's people who are taking advantage of the time period.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's really... It kills me when you give people this type of platform. You know, yeah. Like, I mean, I got all types of love for Cardi B as a performer. You know what I'm saying? We always show her love on the show, but it's like... Bruh, you can't use that platform and spread misinformation like that. Like, that's just very irresponsible of you. There was another video, man, of another female rapper, Doja Cat. Y'all know about her. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Juicy.
Yeah, you know, she's awesome. But she was on Instagram Live talking, like, every respond to one of her friends, and she was like, "It's just the flu. Like, if you get it, just drink some tea and eat some soup." And I'm just like, that's so disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? This is after people done died, like, around the world. I think it was right before it came to the States. So I was just like, yo, you can't use this platform, especially in today's day and age, where, like, female artists are, like, the top notch. They get the most followers, most views, most plays. You can't use that platform and just say some whoop-de-whoop just because you think it's funny, you know what I mean? Like, and that goes for both of them, like Cardi and Doja. But it's like, it's irresponsible to say that, man. I don't think celebrities are getting paid for this at all. I think to give Cardi a little bit more light, she was saying more like, it's they're getting paid to say it because they're healthy and they have these symptoms. So it's like, how are you getting tested for it? But how are citizens not getting tested for it? And I get that, you know, but at the end of the day, nah, I don't think they're getting paid to do it, bro. Like, no. You could be healthy and still have it, you know? That's part of why the contagion is going on.
Well, let's be real. Always people with money have always been the first ones been able to get in line to do certain things, right?
Always. Since the Roman days, bro.
So it makes sense that, like, oh, I need to get tested. How much it cost to skip that line, fam? You know what I'm saying? So it's unfortunate, but I feel like people who need to get tested, whether you're symptomatic or asymptomatic, as they like to call it, be tested. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, 6 feet away, gatherings less than 10 people, staying within your quarantine house, you might be okay. Like,
yeah,
I just think it's like, really, like you said, disingenuous on the celebrities' part to be like spreading misinformation. Like, no matter what your conspiracy theory is,
I think it's also what's the word you use? Disingenuous. Is that the word you use? That's a very big
vocabulary.
Word, man. That's a very, very big word. I'm gonna just let you know. Disingenuous.
Whew. Oh yeah.
Say it one more time with the enunciation. Disingenuous.
Disingenuous.
Damn. I think it's just this. Damn, I messed it up. I said it like 5 times. Perfect. I think it is disingenuous for Gal Gadot and those other celebrities to do that little song video that they put out on Twitter. You see that, bro?
No. Explain.
Oh, my God. So basically, Gal Gadot and a bunch of celebrities. I'm talking, like, I think, was it Tom Hanks was in it? I think maybe... some other people were in it, but they started a rendition of a song. It was the song Imagine, and it's supposed to be by John Legend, and it's like a very, like, soft song, old school song, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace. And it's literally like all these celebrities just, like, doing, like, one bar and, like, you know, a little Snapchat kind of video, like, you know, landscape frame. And like, it's just them singing it creepily, and like, it's like 17 different celebrities, and they posted it, and they're like, this is for everybody and for the world, you know, kind of like a We Are the World.
Oh, bootleg. No.
And I was like, literally everybody was like, yo, cringy all this. Like, it just looks so bad. Like, they're just singing into their little selfies. Like, they're all rich. They're in their mansions while we out here struggling about jobs. And everybody tweeted the same thing. They're like, don't give us music, give us money. And I was like, yeah, I feel you, bro. Like, but it was so cringy. And I was like, I thought that that was disingenuous.
Yeah, I have to totally agree. If your name is not Michael Jackson, Prince, who else is on the We Are the World original? Stevie Wonder.
Oh, man.
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Shut up. I totally agree with you. That's crazy. I did not know about that. I'm glad I did not see it on my timeline.
It was a couple of days ago, so you'll probably see it eventually.
Oh, no. Come on, man. I'm already sick and tired of the Savage challenges. I'm already sick and tired of the push-up challenges. I've already got challenges.
Oh, man. You know, I done did my push-up challenge, man. I made it look nice. I killed it, man.
I feel you.
I love it.
I sent a push-up challenge to one of my homeboys. He's like, oh, it's only 10. Pushed up 10. Oh, it's only 10. Change the variation. He did like 4 variations of 10 push-ups.
Man, that's just showing out, man. 10 push-ups is enough, bro. I'm tired.
I'm tired of that. You know, look, I'm no longer a college athlete. I'm good.
Oh, what I wanted to say with that John Lennon Imagine cover is it led to comedian Zach Fox, if you're familiar with him. He's hilarious. He, Thundercat, Eric Andre, Six Black, whatever you pronounce it, they all did another rendition of it. And Zach Fox, he's the one that started it. And he was like, yeah. You know, in these times, I wanted to send our own rendition of all of us singing a song. And it goes something like this. Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. And then it cuts to every single one of them, bro. Like Eric Andre, and they just complete the whole song, bro. And I was like, this is what we needed. Like,
that's
that is exactly it. And it was like not even, I want to say like 12 hours after the Gal Gadot thing. So I was like, oh, the internet, especially during quarantine, undefeated.
Definitely. By the way, Zach Fox, underrated.
Oh, super underrated. Super underrated.
As an overall talent.
Yeah, he got mad followers. Mad followers. But, bro, like, super underrated. Go look out for Zach Fox if you haven't seen him. I promise you, you've seen him in something. But, yeah, he's been with Flying Lotus and Thundercat, Kenny Beats. Like, he's I think he's a musician, too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to take that away from him. Yeah. But I know he does a lot of, like, comedy skits and stuff like that. So, go check him out, man. Like, he's like you said, underrated. Super talented.
I saw his stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I saw him do the song with Kenny Beats.
Nice.
You that's the one you're talking about. What else have I seen him? I've seen him do a lot of different things. I think he was on a TV show as like a host or something.
Okay.
He might be getting up there. If he starts singing, he'll turn into Childish Gambino. I'm just saying.
I think he's there, man. I think he's there. Speaking of Childish Gambino.
Let's talk about that.
Gambino dropped some new music. Now, what was cool about this is I believe the album is called The Date That It Was Leaked, supposedly, or whatever it's called, which is like 3/15/2020. I stayed up that night, man. I think it was like the Saturday going right into like quarantine or whatever. Like,
did
right
you
before.
Know it was coming? Was it announced?
Bro, I stayed up and like maybe like 2:30 a.m. I'm just, you know, hitting my vape, hitting my bong, and I just look at my phone and Childish Gambino is trending. So, you know, it's like that one Denzel GIF meme that everybody posts where he's like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you see somebody trending because you think it's like something happened to him. And I was like, oh, Gambino got the corona. He got the corona.
He got the corona.
But apparently it was his website, DonaldGloverPresents.com. He was streaming brand new, it seemed like, music. And it had a couple of his old joints, Summertime Magic and some stuff like that. But apparently this was the album that came out a week later on Spotify, iTunes, all of that. And it is fantastic, in my opinion. It's actually very well done. It's very much the evolution of Gambino. He's not going back. You know what I mean? This is very much the evolution of where he has come to.
I have to agree with you. Evolution, it's more of a, if anybody wants to think, when 3005 started, I think that's where the evolution started kicking off, right?
It's almost like he took drugs at that point, and I don't know if he did, but yeah, it's like he just got into that weird, trippy, Prince-ish kind of just, I'm going crazy with it, and I love it, man.
He took a little, let's say maybe acid, took a little LSD. Somehow somebody put some Prince on, someone put some Stevie Wonder on, someone put some Earth, Wind, and Fire on. All of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm doing this.
He's like, this is me now.
And he's killed it from ever since he started it.
I agree.
So yeah, I have to agree with you. Like you said, the album is unique. It's different, like you said, but it's great.
He doesn't really have a lot of song titles on it either, which is crazy. It's kind of like that.
They're all dates and times.
Yeah, they're all dates and just like kind of like Untitled Unmastered. I got a feel for it. One thing I want to give a little bit of cred on is he has a lot of influence from this British producer and artist called Jay Paul. And shouts to all my brown people. He's one of the very few brown celebrities out there. You know, there's only like 8 of us. But he is actually a very underground, weird, kind of eclectic sound kind of producer. Mm-hmm. And he produced on one of the songs on the Gambino album. And honestly, if you listen to Jay Paul, Gambino had to get a lot of his influence from him. Not in a negative way, but it's very, very crazy when you hear this artist and you see it branch out into other artists. Like, it makes me feel like Gambino's really opening the way for, like, the future type of music.
Yeah. Real quick, is Ludwig the main producer on this?
Yes, I believe
he is. But so what... Do you know what song was Jay Paul so I can go back and listen to it?
I will look that up, but I believe it was like a very like one of the last songs or whatever. Okay. But
I didn't notice that. I thought everything was all Ludwig. So my bad on that. I should have been paying attention to the
No. Ludwig is like his main producer, overlooker. I can't pronounce the guy's last name. Goranzon.
I just skipped that because I knew I didn't want to be you. Didn't want to be you.
Nah, but it's one of those, I think, like, shorter songs. So I think it's one of the last songs. But, definitely check out that album, man. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, it's just, like, weird. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I was listening to it in the full run when I went to the beach last week. You know, me in Florida, that's how we isolate and social distance.
As long as nobody else is on the beach, you good. Nobody was around you.
Well, no, there was people on the beach, but it's not around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just keep your distance. Like, it's very easy to... It's the beach, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's huge. They say 6 feet. You could easily be 16 feet away from people.
Unless you're on South Beach with them college kids.
Or unless, that clear water video that they showed everybody of, all the spring breakers here. That ain't us, by the way. Just letting
if y'all I know. Get Rona, I get Corona. It went back to Ohio.
That's the Ohio kids. That's the Ohio kids. Man. But... I went out to New Smyrna and I was just tanning because I knew they were going to shut down the beach eventually. And I was like, yo, let me bump this Gambino album. And it was perfect summertime, spring beach vibes. I was like, this is just, bro, it's so weird. I'm like, how do you make something so weird with just weird ass sounds? And I'm like, still into it. It sounds like jungly, you know what I'm saying? Very kind of tribally, but tribally mixed with Prince. And I'm like, bro, like, how did you do that?
That's why I said it's like this, the continuation of Awaken My Love, which is the same thing. But yeah, it sounds different, though. It just sounds a little bit turning.
It's the evolution, man. Like, Awaken My Love, again, was so left field for Gambino. Like, when he did the red bone and just hitting them notes, and you were just like, what are you doing? But you're killing it, but what are you doing? And now you know what he was doing. He was setting you up for this. So, to me, I'm very happy, man, because a lot of people, they want the camp Gambino back. And I'm like, you're never going to get camp back, bro. Like, he's grown. Like, camp was like... right before or during Community. My man has done Atlanta and movies and all types of stuff, and since then, like, he is in the Star Wars series, so he's not
I appreciate
it's the evolution of him. So I think if this truly is, like he said before, his last album, I'll be happy with it, man. I'll be completely happy with this being Gambino's retirement, and let him go and do the Jordan Peele thing, you know what I'm saying? Let him go be the movie director, writer, because you did everything for music, homie. Like, you did a stand-up, you did everything. Like, you don't need to keep doing this multi-thing. Stick to one thing.
He's too talented, man.
Yeah, and you proved it, is my point. Like, you proved how talented you are. You did a stand-up, you got multiple great songs, you performed it, you had a hit record and viral record with This Is America. You literally have checked all the green marks on that. So
A Grammy, right? He has a Grammy, too?
I believe, I'm not too sure, but I believe so. I believe for This Is America last year, there was like one of the videos or whatever, but...
He's checked off everything, I think, like you said.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah, he's an EGOT waiting to be. He is an EGOT waiting to be. For those of y'all who don't know, EGOT was coined in the show 30 Rock by our boy Tracy Morgan, or Tracy Jordan as they call him, but an EGOT, which is, he had a chain that said EGOT. It's an artist that got an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony.
He has an Emmy.
I believe Community. He has an Emmy for Community and for 30 Rock, because I think he wrote on 30 Rock, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
The Grammy is for This Is America. He doesn't have an Oscar, but that's coming. He in the movies that he's in. And then a Tony, let him write a play, bro. Yo, it's over, bro. So I love him, man. I follow him since day one. He's the nerd come true. You know what I'm saying? He is a nerd's dream of just using all your talent. But, yo, stop with the music, bro. Like, we don't deserve you at this point, man. We on some, like... Lil Baby and Gunna, we don't need Gambino.
Look, I'll put it this way. He can come back in music anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
He's to the point where he can drop anytime he wants to. And speaking of whoever drops anytime they want to, transition point. Got it. Da-dum. Little Uzi Vert.
Okay, Uzi Vert. Eternal.
Eternal to take. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Atake, I don't know.
I don't think it's Atake. That's some Japanese stuff. But Eternal to take. Yes, he did drop that right as we left a couple weeks ago. How did you feel about it? I know you are an Uzi fan, so you tell me. How did you feel about the Eternal to take?
I am an Uzi fan. One, I like the deluxe version better than the original version because I feel like him also went in a different direction. He's also trying to make these records for festivals now, I totally understand that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. But also, I have to say this, I like that he's trying something new, but it was not my favorite. But I'm just happy we got the album after all his complaining.
I mean, before we left, I believe on our last show, you played me that snippet of the I Want It That Way, the Backstreet Boys sample. And, bro, I've heard that everywhere. I've heard that now in a rendition of TikTok to where it's like, I want it that way. And then it's like it zooms into something to where it's like, no, it's not that way or something like that. Like, it's so popular now. So my point is, like, I see what you're saying. He kind of went for the festival viral big kind of like hit. And I'm like, again, I'm not a big Uzi fan. I just like it. And I like him specifically because of the festival. Like, that's when I actually, like, became a Uzi fan. Like, I didn't know any of his music besides his singles. And then I see him jump off a stage at Rolling Loud. And I'm like, yo, I like this guy.
Were you at that Rolling Loud?
I was at both. So I was at, I think he's done it three times, if I'm not mistaken. But I was at last year, 2019, and the year before, 2018. 2018 was bigger. Yeah.
Was that the first one?
I think 2017 was the first one, to be honest. He did, like, the Shane McMahon, crazy one. WWE SummerSlam, like, top of the top of the top. And I was like, all right, bro. Yeah, that was that one. But I didn't see that one. My point is, I see him do similar things. Like, he is a festival performer. Like, he is that's the type of artist he is. So, I think for me, if that's the route that he went, that's cool. You know, like, let him do what he has to do. I'll be honest with you. I've said this multiple times about Post Malone and Travis Scott. I have absolutely no idea why they are still the top rappers that are headlining music festivals. And then I think about it, it's because they solely make music festival music. So what Uzi is apparently doing, what Post Malone is doing, what Travis Scott is 100% doing, is something that I've seen in the EDM DJ world. Like, in the EDM DJ world, you could be a really good DJ, but you sell out once you hit that big room, that David Guetta, that Tiesto, that Martin Garrix, you know what I'm saying? Like, that Avicii level. That stuff is like the radio pop stuff, but it's going to get you performing at the mainline headlining festivals. So that's the same reason Post Malone makes these types of music. That's the same reason Travis Scott, bro. Travis Scott has not made like a radio or a club banger. He just makes straight mosh pit festival music.
And let's put it this way. Travis Scott has his own festival. Astroworld.
Yeah. Boom.
I mean, just like you're saying, everybody makes these big records that are meant to fill up festivals, meant to be not just pop. They're not even poppy. They're just big records.
They're big. And so in the EDM world, there's a term called big room, literally. And that's what you're describing, to fill up a big room. Like, that's what big room house is. That's that Swedish House Mafia, that Afrojack, that radio house music that you hear. So it's the same thing. And I get it from a marketing standpoint. Like, yo, it's not just staying in your lane, but it's staying in the festival lane, because you don't have to have a radio single, like, but they're still going to book you. Like, being honest with you, like, Uzi Vert, he hasn't had a big radio single in a minute. I'm talking from a DJ standpoint.
He doesn't need one.
But he doesn't need one. He's still jumping off stage at Rolling Loud 3 years in a row. From Eternal to Take, I bet you he's still going to headline the next festival that comes up after this coronavirus. So my point is, they're getting away from the radio, and this is like the new age kind of, like, not even playing the streaming game. Y'all are playing the festival game. And I like it, but it's not my kind of music, because I ain't always at a festival, B. Like, I'm in my house. Like,
but you know, go to festivals. You go to festivals.
Yeah, though. And I'll go see him at that point. But building up to it, bro, like, what I'm going to be doing, like, jumping to Travis Scott on my AirPods with 808s and Auto-Tune. Like, bro, come on. That don't even sound right on AirPods.
Yeah. Like, I agree with you. I always have a tough time thinking about how they'll sound in live. So that's kind of where, like, my mind does. But that's why I go to more of the Uzi Vert that we're talking about. Like, not big festival songs Uzi Vert. Like, that's all I'm saying. But you know, we're all staying safe in this COVID-19 world.
Yeah, yeah.
Staying away from the zombies out here who are coughing and hacking and sneezing.
Yeah, everybody looking crazy when you cough. You gotta hold that cough in.
Everybody looking at you like, oh, you got that Rona.
You gotta hold it in.
But yeah, man, our shouts out and our hearts go out to all our followers, everybody who listens to us on Spotify.
Absolutely.
Everybody checks us out on YouTube. We've been working hard, working from home, trying to set this up. Me and Trini last night, we've been like really working hard trying to figure out how we're gonna make this work. And I really appreciate your effort, Trini. But also, I want to shout out everybody who's just going to continue to work hard and do what they've got to do. I know everybody's struggling right now, to losing jobs and stuff. But of course, this is Thursday Night School with my host, DJ.
Trini D. They call me Trini D, not COVID, but Trini D. So thank y'all for tuning in to Thursday Night School. Stay safe, wash your hands, and don't cough.
Wait, bars?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. That's the coronavirus bars, Corona Line bars.
All right, once again, it's your boy DJ Spotta. Have a good night, and we out.
Peace.